May 8th. On appearing to me as she does, Our Lady of Fatima says, On the 5th, I gave you an intellectual vision of what a well-said rosary is. A rain of roses upon the world. For every Hail Mary said by a loving soul with love and faith, I let a grace fall. Where? Everywhere. On the just to make them more just, on sinners to bring them to repentance. How many? How many graces rain down through the Hail Marys of the rosary? White, red, golden roses. White roses of the joyful mysteries, red roses of the sorrowful mysteries, golden roses of the glorious mysteries. All-powerful roses through the merits of my Jesus. For it is his infinite merits that give value to every prayer. Everything good and holy exists and takes place through him. I scatter them, but he confirms. Oh, my blessed child and Lord! I give you the white roses of the very great merits of the perfect innocence of my Son, for it is divine, and was voluntarily preserved as such by the man. I give you the red roses of the infinite merits of the suffering of my Son, so willingly consummated for your sake. I give you the golden roses of his most perfect charity. I give you everything belonging to my Son, and everything belonging to my Son, sanctifies and saves you. Oh, I am nothing. I disappear in his splendor. I merely carry out the gesture of giving, but he alone, is the inexhaustible source of all graces. And, my beloved souls, listen to these words of mine. Do the Lord's will cheerfully. To do his most holy will with sadness, is to diminish the great merit of doing it. Resignation is indeed rewarded by God. But joy in doing God's will multiplies merit a hundredfold, and, accordingly, the reward for doing this divine will, which is always, always just, even if it perhaps does not seem so to man. Do what God wills, then, in a cheerful spirit. And you, dearly beloved, will be pleasing to him and to me, your mother. Be at peace under my gaze, which does not abandon you. My note. Today too, the 8th, I said the Holy Rosary together with Our Lady of Fatima. Today, though, Mary did not detach the roses, and provided an explanation of the reason why she made the symbolic gesture on the 5th. Now I know the value of a well-said Hail Mary. The 15-decade rosary was for 5 roses as white as pearls, 5 red roses resembling rubies, and 5 golden ones, as on the other day. And Mary most holy, running her fingers over the beads, and saying the Gloria and the first part of the Our Father, from Our Father, to on earth as it is in heaven, and, in the Hail Mary, only blessed, she did not say the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, looked down at the world with her indescribable gaze of peace, love, and mercy and smiled with a smile which was slightly painful in its softness. That's it. I understand why I am so attracted by Our Lady's apparition in Fatima, even more than in Lourdes, greatly loved by me too. Because she is more our own, more of a mother. The Lourdes apparition looks to heaven. With an apparent desire, to go back up there, lose herself in God, she is the Immaculate Conception, the Heavenly Woman. The Fatima apparition looks at us, and at the poor earth, where she was a woman like any other, whose afflictions and needs she is familiar with, this poor earth, which needs her so much. And she is completely merciful towards us. She is our mother. It is the heart of Mary, that loves and watches over us. The former apparition is for the Lord and the angels. But the one in Fatima, is for us sinners. Pray for us. She is truly the mother most pure and compassionate.